Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, gentleman from Georgia.
I move that the committee do now adjourn.
The questions. Yeah, the questions on the motion to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. No. Opinion share, the noes have it. Noes have it.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, can we have a roll?
Mr. Chairman.
Roll call is requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Rahal.
No.
Mr. Rahal votes no. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings votes aye. Mr. Miller.
No.
Mr. Miller votes no. Mr. Young. Mr. Markey. Mr. Gallagly. Mr. Kildee. Mr. Duncan. Mr. Duncan votes aye. Mr. DeFazio. Mr. Flake. Mr. Folimo-Vega. Mr. Folimo-Vega votes no. Mr. Brown from South Carolina. Mr. Brown votes aye. Mr. Abercrombie. Mr. Abercrombie votes no. Ms. McMorris-Rogers. Mr. Pallone. Mr. Gohmert. Mr. Gohmert votes aye. Mrs. Napolitano. Mrs. Napolitano votes no. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Holt. Mr. Holt votes no. Mr. Schuster. Mr. Grijalva. Mr. Grijalva votes no. Mr. Lamborn. Mr. Lamborn votes aye. Ms. Bordalio. Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith votes aye. Mr. Costa. Mr. Costa votes no. Mr. Whitman. Mr. Whitman votes aye. Mr. Boren. Mr. Boren votes no. Mr. Brown from Georgia. Mr. Brown votes aye. Mr. Sablon. Mr. Sablon votes no. Mr. Fleming. Mr. Fleming votes aye. Mr. Heinrich. Mr. Heinrich votes no. Mr. Kaufman. Mr. Kaufman votes aye. Mr. Hinchey. Mr. Hinchey votes no. Mr. Chaffetz. Mr. Chaffetz votes aye. Mrs. Christensen. Mrs. Christensen votes no. Mrs. Lummis. Ms. DeGette. Ms. DeGette votes no. Mr. McClintock. Mr. McClintock votes aye. Mr. Kind.
No.
Mr. Kind votes no. Mr. Cassidy. Mr. Cassidy votes aye. Mrs. Capps.
No.
Mrs. Capps votes no. Mr. Inslee.
No.
Mr. Inslee votes no. Mr. Baca. Mr. Baca votes no. Ms. Hirsa Sandlin. Ms. Hirsa Sandlin votes no. Mr. Sarbanes. Mr. Sarbanes votes no. Ms. Shea Porter. Ms. Shea Porter votes no. Ms. Tsongas. Ms. Tsongas votes no. Mr. Cradiville. Mr. Cradiville votes no. Mr. Pierluisi. Mr. Pierluisi votes no.
Chairman.
Clerk will call the roll. Those who did not answer.
Mr. Young. Mr. Markey. Mr. Gallagly. Mr. Kildee?
No.
Mr. Kildee votes no. Mr. DeFazio? Mr. Flake? Mrs. McMorris-Rogers? Mr. Pallone? Mr. Bishop? Mr. Schuster? Ms. Bordalio? Mrs. Lummis?
Clerk will report.
And Mr. Chairman, on this vote, the yeas are 13 and the nays are 25.
The motion is not agreed to. The final item for consideration is H.R. 2314, the Native Hawaiian Government Reorganization Act, sponsored by the gentleman from Hawaii, Mr. Neil Abercrombie. I ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered read and open for amendment at any point. Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, under Clause 4 of Rule 16, I move that the consideration of the bill be postponed until February 24th, 2010. And, Mr. Chairman, let me explain why I make this a motion.
But the gentleman, why? He may not be here then.
Oh, well, let me explain anyway. To explain, to postpone consideration of this bill until Wednesday, February 24th, will allow 60 days for all parties to thoroughly review and analyze this bill, as well as provide this committee with sufficient time to hold a public hearing or public hearings on the proposed changes reflected in the Abercrombie Amendment in the nature of a substitute has been filed on H.R. 2314. This substitute rewrites significant portions of the bill, and time is needed to understand the changes and hear from people who will be impacted. This includes allowing time for the governor and the attorney general of the state of Hawaii to fully review this bill. Each member of the committee has received a copy of the letter sent last night to Chairman Ray Hall and myself by the Attorney General of Hawaii on behalf of the governor that expresses their, and I quote, strong opposition, end quote, to the proposed changes. Their opposition is especially concerning, considering these two leaders have been active and vocal advocates of the original text of H.R. 2314 for many, many years. They've worked hand-in-hand with the Hawaii Congressional Delegation in support of the original text of the bill. Over the years, they've both traveled here to Washington, D.C., and testified in Congress in favor of the original text of the bill. Now that the bill has been substantially rewritten behind closed doors, they've been compelled to send a five-page letter that you all have expressing opposition to the proposed changes the committee is scheduled to consider today. The Attorney General and the Governor have only had the full text of the proposed changes for a matter of literally hours. And I say that because we were contacted by the Attorney General last night at approximately 6 o'clock our time, which I think is around 1 o'clock Hawaii time. I think it's a 5-hour time difference. So postponing until February 24th will allow them time to fully review the changes and have their concerns understood and considered by this committee. Postponing consideration until February 24th ensures that this committee does not attempt to rush these proposed changes through this hastily scheduled markup and prevent a fair opportunity for the rewritten, I emphasize rewritten, text to be thoroughly analyzed and vetted by all affected and interested parties. So to repeat my motion, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee postpone consideration of the bill until February 24th, 2010. With that, I yield back my time.
From Washington's motion. Never mind. Let's just go to the questions on the motion of the gentleman from Washington. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No. No.
Opinion chair, the noes have it.
Is there a roll call?
Roll call is requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Rahal.
No.
Mr. Rahal votes no. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings votes aye. Mr. Miller.
No.
Mr. Miller votes no. Mr. Young. Mr. Markey. Mr. Gallagly. Mr. Kildee.
No.
Mr. Kildee votes no. Mr. Duncan. Mr. DeFazio. Mr. Flake. Mr. Faliumavega. Mr. Faliumavega votes no. Mr. Brown from South Carolina. Mr. Brown votes aye. Mr. Abercrombie. Mr. Abercrombie votes no. Mrs. McMorris Rogers. Mr. Pallone. Mr. Gohmert. Mr. Gohmert votes aye. Mrs. Napolitano. Mrs. Napolitano votes no. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Holt. Mr. Holt votes no. Mr. Schuster. Mr. Grijalva. Mr. Grijalva votes no. Mr. Lamborn. Mr. Lamborn votes aye. Ms. Bordalio. Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith votes aye. Mr. Costa. Mr. Costa votes no. Mr. Whitman. Mr. Boren. Mr. Boren votes no. Mr. Brown from Georgia. Mr. Brown votes aye. Mr. Sablon. Mr. Sablon votes no. Mr. Fleming. Mr. Fleming votes aye. Mr. Heinrich. Mr. Heinrich votes no. Mr. Kaufman. Mr. Kaufman votes aye. Mr. Hinchey. Mr. Hinchey votes no. Mr. Chaffetz. Mrs. Christensen. Mrs. Lummis. Ms. DeGette. Ms. DeGette votes no. Mr. McClintock. Mr. McClintock votes aye. Mr. Kind. Mr. Kind votes no. Mr. Cassidy. Mrs. Capps. Mrs. Capps votes no. Mr. Inslee. Mr. Inslee votes no. Mr. Inslee votes no. Mr. Baca. Mr. Baca votes no. Ms. Hirsa-Sandlin. Ms. Hirsa-Sandlin votes no. Mr. Sarbanes. Mr. Sarbanes votes no. Ms. Shea Porter. Ms. Shea Porter votes no. Ms. Tsongas. Ms. Tsongas votes no. Mr. Cradiville. Mr. Cradiville votes no. Mr. Pierluisi. Mr. Pierluisi votes no. Mr. Young. Mr. Markey. Mr. Gallagly. Mr. Duncan. Mr. DeFazio. Mr. Flake. Mrs. McMorris-Rogers. Mr. Pallone. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Schuster. Ms. Bordalio. Mr. Whitman. Mr. Chaffetz. Mrs. Christensen. Mrs. Lemus. Mr. Cassidy. Mr. Cassidy votes aye.
Mr. Chairman.
I have the okay. Chairman from Washington report.
I wish to change my vote to a no.
Mr. Hastings votes no. Mr. Chairman, on this vote, the yeas are 9 and the nays are 25.
The motion is not agreed to.
Mr. Chairman.
General from Washington.
Mr. Chairman, I move to reconsider the vote by which the question of postponement was defeated.
Questions on the motion of the gentleman from California to table the motion of the gentleman from Washington to reconsider. All those in favor of the motion to table, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, no.
Opinion, no.
The ayes have it.
No. Mr. Chairman, we have a roll.
Clerk will call the roll on the motion to table.
Mr. Rahal.
Aye.
Mr. Rahal votes aye. Mr. Hastings.
No.
Mr. Hastings votes no. Mr. Miller. Mr. Young. Mr. Miller votes aye. Mr. Young. Mr. Markey. Mr. Gallagly. Mr. Kildee. Mr. Duncan. Mr. DeFazio. Mr. Flake. Mr. Folimovega. Mr. Folimovega votes aye. Mr. Brown from South Carolina. Mr. Abercrombie. Mr. Abercrombie votes aye. Mrs. McMorris-Rogers. Mr. Pallone. Mr. Gohmert. Mr. Gohmert votes aye. Mrs. Napolitano. Mrs. Napolitano votes aye. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Holt. Mr. Holt votes aye. Mr. Schuster. Mr. Grijalva. Mr. Lamborn. Mr. Lamborn votes no. Ms. Bordalio. Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith votes no. Mr. Costa. Mr. Costa votes aye. Mr. Whitman. Mr. Boren. Mr. Boren votes aye. Mr. Brown from Georgia. Mr. Brown votes no. Mr. Sablon. Mr. Sablon votes aye. Mr. Fleming. Mr. Fleming votes no. Mr. Heinrich. Mr. Heinrich votes aye. Mr. Kaufman. Mr. Kaufman votes no. Mr. Hinchey. Mr. Hinchey votes aye. Mr. Chaffetz. Mrs. Christensen. Mrs. Lemus. Ms. DeGette. Ms. DeGette votes aye. Mr. McClintock. Mr. McClintock votes no. Mr. Kind. Mr. Cassidy. Mrs. Capps. Mrs. Capps votes aye. Mr. Inslee. Mr. Inslee votes aye. Mr. Baca. Mr. Baca votes aye. Ms. Hirsa-Sandlin. Ms. Hirsa-Sandlin votes aye. Mr. Sarbanes. Mr. Sarbanes votes aye. Ms. Shea Porter. Ms. Shea Porter votes aye. Ms. Tsongas. Ms. Tsongas votes aye. Mr. Cradiville. Mr. Cradiville votes aye. Mr. Pierluisi. Mr. Pierluisi votes aye. Mr. Young. Mr. Markey. Mr. Gallagly. Mr. Kildee. Mr. Duncan. Mr. DeFazio. Mr. Flake. Mr. Brown from South Carolina. Ms. McMorris Rogers. Mr. Pallone. Mr. Bishop. Mr. Schuster. Mr. Grijalva. Mr. Grijalva votes aye. Ms. Bordalio. Mr. Whitman. Mr. Chaffetz. Mrs. Christensen. Mrs. Lummis. Mr. Kind. Mr. Cassidy. Mr. Cassidy votes no. Mr. Chair, on this vote, the yeas are 23 and the nays are 8.
Motion to table is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
The motion is tabled. What purpose is the gentleman from Texas?
I move to reconsider.
I don't believe there is. We just tabled the motion to reconsider. There is no such option open to the gentleman.
Well, it's worth a try.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. Recognition?
I do. Over here, Abercrombie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gentleman, yes. Hawaii, Mr.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure of the motion or that I'm even asking for a motion, but could I request unanimous consent to speak for 1 minute?
Without objection.
Mr. Chairman, I realize this is a
reserving the right to object on the objection. Yeah.
Thank you.
I hesitate to do this knowing my friend... Well, that
yes. Yeah, I was going to say
that would be a challenge.
I was
going to
say because you want to see if I can do this in 1 minute.
Yeah, that would be a challenge, and if I could use his time for 45 seconds, we might have an agreement
seconds.
Here.
I'll maybe take less.
All right, I'm reserving the right to object, but I want to know at least what the gentleman is going to speak about.
Yes, thank you. I realize this has become a contentious issue, particularly today. I had hoped that would not be the case. I realize. Full well that there are those who cannot accept the fundamental premises behind the bill's offering and are in opposition. But we've always been able to deal with this very straightforwardly. I understand that's going to take place today. We'll deal with all the amendments as such. I just request out of the friendship and respect we have for one another, we really don't need to go through a whole slew of parliamentary procedures as if we were... not colleagues, but in some kind of unalterable opposition to one another. We have a difference of view here, even a difference of philosophies and even principles. But in this committee, we've always been able to respect each other in that. Please, my request is we don't need to go through all of the maneuvers around it as if we were in some kind of unalterable opposition to one another personally. I just request that we take up everything in regular order and out of respect and friendship for one another.
Mr. Chairman, under my reservation, which I obviously did not object to, I just simply want to say I am one that believes that comedy ought to be part of any debate, and if you have honest differences, you debate those differences. But as I mentioned at the outset of this committee hearing, there were five bills that we agreed upon. Our staff worked with the majority staff on agreeing on bills that we could move forward. And then this bill, as you know, Mr. Abercrombie, you came to me Friday night and said there was an agreement worked out. I took you at your word. I explained to you that you already knew that I was opposed to the underlying bill. And then last night, as I mentioned just in my previous remarks, here the Attorney General of Hawaii, on behalf of the Governor of Hawaii, who didn't have the text of the ANS, contacts my office. We didn't know that they didn't have the text. We supplied it to them, and that led to this letter coming to us. So this is a serious issue. Now, I understand the gentleman is running for governor and is going to resign. That's probably the smart thing to do rather than commuting that far running for governor. But this issue has been around for at least 9 years, for goodness sakes. And I think that there ought to be due diligence. And in the letter that was sent by the Attorney General, he simply said there hasn't been a hearing on this at all. And from somebody that supports the concept, when he makes a statement as strong as we are essentially creating another a Native American tribe, I think that's pretty serious. And if there are issues that need to be resolved, I think the proper way to do that is to not past something that has baggage, if you will, but rather, if one wanted to, is move the other piece of legislation. I'm not going to suggest the gentleman his course of event, and then work out those differences from that starting place rather than from a place where you have obvious opposition. Now, that won't make me support the underlying bill. I will say that right up front, and I doubt if a majority of my members will. But at least the process that we have been talking about in view of all of the information we got less than 24 hours ago, I think is significant. And I think that we do, unless we raise these objections and use all the tools that we have, we don't do due diligence to the process of this House and the deliberative process that I think we are all elected to do on behalf of our constituents. So in all due respect, we will do that with all the respect in the world, but we have the rules of the House, and we're going to utilize those rules as much as we possibly can. And so with that, I object to the gentleman speaking. But he already has.
Thank you.
The chair will recess the committee in order to answer roll call votes on the floor of the House. We will return after the roll call votes.